everybody sadly remembers this video. Everybody was talking about it. It happened back in September. And this is the case where a woman, Elizabeth Gomes, who is an airport employee, was just beaten brutally. 5 o'clock in the morning at the Howard Beach JFK Airport train and subway station. She was going to work. And suddenly a guy with mental illness and a repeat offender brutally continued to beat her. And sadly, it was all captured on videotape. And joining us now here on Katz and Cosby is Elizabeth Gomes. We're so honored to have you here. How are you doing, Elizabeth, first of all?
Well, you know, thank you for having me. And I mean, for the most part, without having physical problems, I'm doing okay.
You know, tell us again what happened to you. That video, it was, I would tell you, when I saw the video, my heart, I wept. My heart broke for you. And I think every American, too.
You know, I thank you so much. And, you know, how it really started was just a normal day, how I would get up. And, you know, people don't even know, like, that night, I didn't even want to go to work. I had just did a double shift. And I got home about 11 o'clock to get back up to go back to work for 6 o'clock. You know, I barely got like 3 hours sleep that night, but I was willing to go because I have to find a way to provide for my family. So I got up like my normally routine and I got on the train. But when I got on the train at, you know, where I live, there was a guy already on the platform, Raif Foster. And, you know, he was doing the same thing. He was just talking. He was ranting. He was basically saying he don't really care what's going on and, you know, somebody's going to get hurt. And at the same time, as I'm listening to him, you know, I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm paying attention to him or I'm showing him any kind of thing that I'm, you know, encouraging what he's saying. And then I was also thinking, you know, maybe I should go to the next cart. But I was saying that cart is not that full like the cart I'm in. You know, that's why I stayed in there, because I was saying if anything happened, there's people around that could help you. You know, why would I go and come out the car and he comes behind me and then I'll be by myself? You know, or I'll just be with just two other persons where I'm in a cart with about 6-7 people with me. So I felt a little safe, even though he was talking these things, because I felt like if anything happened, there would be someone there to help. As I got off the train at Howard Beach, you know, I was trying to hurry up the stairs because I realized right before the door closed, he came out behind me. So as I'm trying to gain pace because I see a gentleman in front of me, so I'm trying to keep behind him in case anything happened, he would, you know, kind of help or try to help do something about it. I was just already had that in my mind because I saw when he went in his bag to grab something. But by I reached up the stairs, he hit me in the head with a bottle, and I realized there was no Port Authority agent that was there that normally stands there. There was no PAPD. There was like nobody was there. There wasn't even the person who works with the ticketing. Nobody did not come outside. I sustained about a 12 to 13 minute beating.
Wow.
And there was nobody there.
That's
yes.
A 13 minute beating.
Yes. The video that they showed was just one footage. There was 8 footage of the beating. There was the footage of when he first hit me in the head with the bottle, when you saw me ran and the guy ran because I screamed.
Wow. And you know, I remember sadly the part I saw, he was kicking you in the head, beating you. You lost vision in one of your eyes, correct?
Yes. Yes, I can't see in my right eye. My whole nerve system is damaged in my right eye. That's why I lost the vision. So it also caused dysfunction in my other nerve system around my body. So it's like it's a lot of physical things that happen to me that people don't really understand. And, you know, when you try to speak out, they think that you're looking for this kind of publicity. No, I'm trying to build awareness because I don't want anybody to feel what I felt. My life honestly changed that day that I received that beat and everything for me finished. I can't even attend properly at my job. It hurts me every day that I wake up and I look at myself and I remember what happened, because how can I not? It's something that happened right on my face. It was like he was just trying to tarnish, like he was just making sure that every day I look at myself, I remember that beating.
Well, I wanted you to know, I saw you on TV the other day. You were still absolutely beautiful, and we're so lucky to have you here. What are your thoughts, Elizabeth, when you saw what happened recently? And Daniel Penny, the Marine, who stood up, who tried to help everybody, of course, on the train, and took Jordan Neely down. Your thoughts?
I mean, you see, my thought is like that's what I was saying. When I was in the cart with those people, I was looking forward for somebody to help. That's why I felt a little safe. And if somebody felt the same kind of way that I felt, and they have better tactic of, you know, doing something, then, I mean, I honestly don't see nothing wrong. I don't believe in nobody taking nobody's life, but things always go the wrong way. You know, just like the guy when he beat me up. I'm pretty sure he didn't think I was going to lose my eyesight or anything like that. You know, but I did. He probably thought he probably hurted me more. But, like, we all need somebody to help. And if people is out there trying to help, why are we not appreciating that?
I agree 100%. This is John Katsimatidis. And it just seems that the district attorney is going after the wrong person.
Right. There's a major more crisis that's happening just besides this. What about the mental? So we're going to keep mental people out there to be with people who's hardworking just like me to make a way for our family, where we have to be scared now to be on the trains with these people. Now we have to be scared to defend ourselves as well. Like, I don't understand what this society is really coming to, because, like, even when you speak up, it's like a hatred towards you now because you're trying to speak the right things on what's really going on out there. How can we want justice? It can't just be justice for one person. It got to be justice for everybody. We all need the justice. I need justice. Other people that never speak up need justice. That's scared to talk because they're scared of the outcome of what's going to happen.
What's the status of that case right now, Elizabeth?
Like, honestly, the status with the case is that they recently just found out that he killed his ex-girlfriend a month before he attacked me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And secondly, they're claiming that he's not stand for trial. He's still unfit for trial.
Because they're claiming what? Mental illness?
Right.
Wow. Oh, my. Well,
please keep us informed of what's going on. And whatever help you need, please call us at WABC. We want to help.
Please, thank you so much. I do have a GoFundMe out there if anybody do want to help.
Tell us about it. It's GoFundMe.
Yeah. Elizabeth Gomes. And I mean, if I
Elizabeth
want to help
Gomes, G-O-M-E-S?
Yes.
Well, thank you. And I will go to it personally, and I'll make a contribution.
Thank you so much, guys. And I really appreciate it. And just know, I just really want the best for everybody out there. And I do wish justice for all the people that need it and, you know, who truly wants the real justice.
Absolutely. Well, bravo for you for speaking out for everybody to keep everybody safe. And Elizabeth, we love and appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
So much.
It's Jeep 4x4 season. Make your next adventure epic and hurry in now for great deals. And now, well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe for $389 a month for 24 months with $5,399 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, a lease to Chrysler Capital. Extra charge for miles over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 5/31/23. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.